Hello, is John Hester there?
This is.
Hello, my name is Chris and I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. So I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. First, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Yes.
Thank you. I know we're calling
ask
on
how
you.
How much your bill is going to be at every
Thank you. I know we're calling you on your cell phone, so we will take this as quick as possible. We really appreciate your time. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print,
nope.
Radio, internet?
Nope.
Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. We know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
50-50.
Thank you. What is your age?
55.
Thank you. Just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask the race?
The what?
Your race? Are you
the
white
race?
Or Caucasian? Black
oh,
or
white.
African? Okay, thank
white.
You. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Thank you. Very or just dissatisfied?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please just let me know. The first one is charter school. How would you rate?
Charter schools, mm-hmm. 100.
I need a number from 0 to 100 where 0 means that you feel very cold or and unfavorable towards them, and 100 means that you feel very warm.
Yes.
So
100.
100. I'm so sorry.
100.
Yeah, thank you. What about public schools?
50.
Moms of Liberty?
98.
Donald Trump?
100.
100?
Yes, 100.
Okay. Thank you. Public school teachers?
98.
The National Education Association, or NEA?
50.
Woke culture or wokeism?
50.
Joe Biden?
0.
Thank you. The U.S. Department of Education?
50.
Thank you very much. Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the U.S.? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Just fair or fair.
Thank you. Would you say public schools in your neighborhood are getting better, staying the same, or growing worse?
Growing worse.
Thank you very much. I just want to get a few seconds to thank you for your time, but we still have a few more questions to go. So For this next one, how important do you think it is for public schools to prepare students for each of the following? Please rate of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it is very important for public schools to prepare students, 5 means that it is somewhat important for public schools to prepare students, and 0 means that it is not important at all for public schools to prepare students regarding this topic. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is, how important is it for public schools to prepare students to help America compete and beat other countries in the future tech and global job market?
10.
How important is it for public schools to prepare students to provide basic life skills like handling finances and budgeting?
10. Very important.
How important is it for public schools to prepare students to embrace American values and be proud American citizens?
10. Very important.
How important is it for public schools to prepare students to become an more organized and have structure?
10.
How important is it for public schools to prepare students to truthfully understand all of American history, the good and the bad?
10.
How important is it for public schools to prepare students to our responsibilities in democracy, the importance of civic engagement and voting?
10.
Thank you. Would you say that your state spends not enough, too much, or just the right amount on public school education?
Not enough.
Thank you. Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No.
How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory or CRT? Have you heard, seen, or read a lot, a little, or nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
Thank you. As you may have heard, critical race theory or CRT, which is not actually taught in K through 12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
I agree.
Do you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. How much have you heard, read, or seen about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? Have you heard a lot, a little, nothing at all?
A little.
Thank you. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. First one is, teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that are unpopular and might make some uncomfortable. Do you need that again? I think I butchered it.
No. It's important. Very important.
So do you strongly agree, somewhat agree?
Yes.
Which one?
Strongly. Strongly agree.
Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum.
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. Public school students should not learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States because it might make some students feel guilty or uncomfortable.
Strongly disagree.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of ideas, and with this, I think that we're reaching the end of the survey, but we still have a few more. Now I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say would help improve the quality of public schools. For each, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it. The first one is adding an ethnic studies unit to the K-12 public school curriculum.
Strongly agree.
Strongly support?
Yeah, strongly support.
Thank you. Increasing discipline in schools.
Strongly support.
Protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality.
Strongly agree.
Strongly support.
Why?
Strongly support.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Making it easier for parents to challenge books in school libraries they see as pornographic or books that they believe deal improperly with racial issues.
Somewhat support.
Giving parents the power to veto curriculum decisions in their schools.
Strongly support.
Thank you. Now, some U.S. citizens have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for K-12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about the early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K-12 public school curriculum?
Not support.
And so do you somewhat oppose it or strongly oppose it?
Somewhat oppose it.
Thank you. Next, I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate each one using the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find it a very convincing argument, 5 means that it's a somewhat convincing argument, and 0 means that it is not at all convincing argument. You can use any number between 0 to 10. The first one is, history teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. So how would you rate this one? You send the scale from 0 to 10? Which one?
10.
10. Okay, thank you. The next one is, working for diverse classrooms and inclusive lessons isn't just the right thing to do. It's also the smart move for kids of all races. Students improve their critical thinking and problem-solving skills when they learn alongside classmates from different cultures and backgrounds. An exposure to diversity helps them prepare to navigate our increasingly diverse world, a skill that colleges and employers value.
8.
We don't allow non-experts to yell at doctors about how to perform surgery or at carpenters and electricians about how to build a house. It should be the same with teachers. Teachers have spent years or even decades earning their credentials and studying the subject matter. So teachers should decide what to include in the school curriculum, not parents, and certainly not politicians.
9.
Thank you. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that are unpopular and might make some uncomfortable. Do you agree? Thank you. The next one is, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum.
strongly disagree.
Yeah, thank you. Now we're going to switch gears a bit for the last time. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling you have completed?
2 years of technical college.
Okay. Let me see. Thank you. Which of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, a student, or a homemaker?
Employed.
Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Republican.
And would you say you would call yourself a strong Republican or not a strong Republican?
Modest.
Strong or not strong? How?
What?
The strong or not strong Republican?
Not a strong Republican.
Okay, thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
And although you don't have a child under the age of 18 living in your household, do you have a child who attended public school in the last 10 years?
Yes. Two.
Oh, okay. Thank you. And do you have a child who attended a charter school, private school, or a homeschool in the last 10 years?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Hardly ever.
Thank you. Now, we're about to be finished. For each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or someone in your household. Is a born again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian?
What's the option?
If it applies to you or if it applies to someone in your household or if it doesn't not apply.
It applies to me.
Thank you. Is an educator such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide?
Does not apply
to
anybody.
Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your patience and your participation, sir. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
Goodbye.